Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cass Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for getting up this morning. It's a beautiful day here in the Motor City. My name is Michael Van Tool. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Combined Insurance and Agent Jerry Anderson, Heaven Sent Home Support Services, and Living Always Dental Care. Keep your smile bright. We are part of Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. All right, the Sunday morning team is here. Good morning, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author, speaker from the Batchelor Davis Group. How are you today?
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. And good morning, Detroit.
And evangelist Christy Lance Andrews, prophetess, songstress, minister, our devotional leader here from Greater Pentecostal. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our wonderful team, and good morning to our listening audience.
Yes, and I'm so happy, and those of you who have already dialed in, I see you on the line there. Those of you who are streaming online, thank you for getting up with us this morning. Of course, the show is available for the rest of the week when you click on to blogtalkradio.com. All right, look, I want to thank the team over, the dedicated team at Livinois Dental Care for supporting the program. They are dedicated to improving and maintaining your oral health. Whether you need preventive care, cosmetic dentistry, or oral dentistry, you will be in great hands with the team over at Livinois Dental Care. Keep your smile bright. 17170 Livinois Avenue, 340-9709, Livinois Dental Care, and also Optimal IT Solutions. Man, I tell you, I love my new desktop computer here at our studio now in Southfield, and a brand new desktop system provided by Optimal IT Solutions. If you need a new computer or repairs done to any of your communication devices, call Optimal IT Solutions, 248-796-2429. And guys, I just spoke to Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst. She may be a grandmother again, maybe twice today. I'm so excited for her and her family. And we're hoping to hear some news later today, but she may be a grandmother two more times today.
Congratulations, Henrietta.
Yes,
wow,
yes.
Awesome.
She may be listening now. She may be in the car, but I know she was headed to the studios this morning, and she had to turn around and head to the hospital. So we're looking forward to hearing some news about that later today. Speaking of later today, evangelist Christy Lance Andrews, over at Greater Pentecostal, we are going to be celebrating Missionary Humphrey's 93rd birthday today.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. And Dr. Tony Booker and Booker Productions are going to be there. maybe LaQuint Weaver and his team are going to be there. Missionary is going to be there. I'm going to sit with her for a bit over at Greater Pentecostal this afternoon. I'm so excited about this birthday celebration. And it's kind of like, it's going to be kind of like, almost like a drive-by, because I talked to a pastor last night. He said, Mike, you know, he's got a lot of things going on tomorrow. He's going to try to swing by and drop her a card. And I think some people are going to just come by, drop her a card, and head out. And that's the way we wanted it. We wanted it to kind of have almost like a kind of a roving party celebration this afternoon, so that you can just stop over and give her a card for her 93rd birthday. So we're excited about that and looking forward to it over at Greater Pentecostal. Thanks to Bishop Laster and the congregation and everybody over at Greater Pentecostal for opening the doors for this great celebration with Tony Booker and E. LaQuint Weaver. So looking forward to that today. All right, Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. They call him that because he's going to fight for you. And I know of some big cases that he's working on right now. And if you've got something that you need to fight to protect your rights, Johnny Hawkins will be there for you. Award-winning attorney, one of the top 100 National Black Lawyers Association, top 100 National Trial Lawyers, top 10 personal injury lawyer. I'm telling you. A super lawyer.
There is a real category of super lawyers, and Johnny Hawkins is one of the super lawyers.
So not only pedestrian brain injuries, motorcycle accidents, serious car crashes, wrongful death, spinal injuries, civil litigation, but of course he's known as a personal injury specialist, but he also handles wills and conservatorships and probate. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer, 248-567-9990, 248-567-9990. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got some headlines for you right after these messages.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Gary Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Gary Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. This segment of programming is brought to you by Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency, specializing in business insurance. As your business evolves, so will your risk. Sharp & Associates will identify potential risk to your business and explore insurance options. A plan will be customized based on the specific needs of your business. In addition, Sharp specializes in auto, home, medical, life, and health insurance. Whatever your needs, we provide a wide range of insurance products to choose from. Protect your company and your livelihood for the long term with Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency. Contact us now at 833-668-0086 or go to our website, sharp-insurance.com. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is gonna be alright.
All right, we are back. And I've just got some headlines for you this morning. Protesters surrounded a party store in Detroit to voice concerns regarding a woman who was attacked by the owner. Miami Beach has declared a state of emergency due to revelers in the city. All right, let's go to our Sunday morning team, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. What you got for us today?
So, good morning. I have another good story. GoodRx launches $40 million charitable initiative to provide free prescriptions for many Americans who need it most. GoodRx is a website and mobile app that compares medication prices to help Americans get the best deal on drugs. But this month, they launched a philanthropic initiative that provides medications for free to low-income patients who need more than just a bargain. In its first phase, GoodRx has partnered with the National Association of Free and Charitable Clinics to fully subsidize the cost of nearly 1,000 medications at 23 clinics in 16 states, including California, Texas, Florida, and New York. To fund the initiative, following the company's initial public offering, GoodRx has contributed more than 1 million shares valued at over $40 million. The charity characterized its promise in a press release, calling it a multi-year commitment, which is expected to provide over $5 million worth of medications in 2021, its first year. How it works: medical providers simply enroll patients into the program, and GoodRx then sends the medication for free to the clinic for the patient's use. The clinics selected for the program primarily serve communities with low-income patients. Medication affordability is one of the top issues facing patients at free and charitable clinics and pharmacies throughout the country, said Nicole Lamoureux, NAFC president and CEO. We are thrilled that GoodRx recognizes this need and has chosen to partner with NAFC on this important program to help patients receive medications that they need at no cost. GoodRx partnered with NAFC because of the association's extensive knowledge and expertise in working with nonprofit clinics and underserved patients. A participating clinic in Katy, Texas is already praising the program. The additional financial assistance GoodRx Helps has brought to many of our patients' lives is incomparable, said Janice Artiga Castilla, medication coordinator at Christ Clinic. This program allows our patients to have one less thing to worry about when it comes to their health care. GoodRx Helps has been a blessing in the middle of chaos.
Wow, great. You know, Kimberly, this is what I'm always surprised about, and what's confusing to me is that this country, whether it's the businesses or the government, federal and state governments, they have money to solve the problems that we have.
Yes.
Whether it's from hunger, shelter, health, they've got money, and for some reason, human nature, they don't direct it to that. They don't
exactly
turn the money. I read once of some, they call them black budgets in Washington, Defense Department,
mm-hmm.
National Security budgets, where they're spending
yes.
billions of dollars on secret systems, secret
yes.
national security
mm-hmm.
systems and weapon systems. One of those budgets could pay and solve hunger in this
exactly.
country. It could,
that's right.
it could provide housing for millions of people. But this country does not direct that money where it's really needed. It will, and we don't even know how much money is being spent on some of these systems because it's kept secret. It's just unbelievable.
It is. And to add to that, just think about, and I'm not picking on, but, you know, we look at these billionaires like Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates and, you know, that have astronomical sums of money. And there's nothing wrong that if you've done something and you've accumulated that much money. The thing is, and, you know, we talk about it with faith, you're supposed to help people. And when we talk about tax cuts or we talk about how to make sure that everyone is paying their fair share, and you look at the highest people who have these top earnings who are not paying their fair share, yet people who are low income, who are poor, who these programs are geared for, are the ones that literally are paying the taxes that help fund the country. It does become frustrating. And then you say, well, can't we do something for them? And then people start to point out trivial things like, oh, well, they have iPhones or they have flat screen TVs or they have this or they have that. And I'm like, these are the trappings of everyday life. And you are a billionaire who has more money than you could ever do with in six lifetimes. Where is your civic conscience to help people?
Yes, that's great that that people can be helped, you know, with health services like that. But it's really needed. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yes. All right, Evangelist Christy, what's going on?
I, you know, agree with the conversation that there are so many that have millions and billions of dollars that they could actually make a difference in the lives of so many. But it really just, and this isn't everyone, but it really speaks to the consciousness, the heart, and the values of those that have accumulated a particular amount of money, you know, and it is our responsibility to help those in need. I feel that it's our moral value to help those that can't help themselves and teach them the way. We often talk about not just giving a person a fish, but teaching them how to fish so that they can improve their lives. But, you know, one thought that came to my mind this morning, it's a real simple scripture. It just says, but as it is written, eye have not seen nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. You know, oftentimes we find ourselves in circumstances, or we've even just dealt with the pandemic, or we've dealt with grief, or we've dealt with depression, and all of these things that have just continued to hit us left and right over the past year and even before. But we have to have hope. We have to have that understanding, have faith, and know that there is a plan that God has for us. And then if you even flip over and read the simple scripture in Philippians that tells us, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Right now, it may seem like chaos in some of the lives of people that listen, or some of the lives of their family members, but you just have to know that there is an expected end, that God does have a plan for you, that there is hope, and where you are right now is not where you're going to be in the near future. So I just want to encourage people just to hang on in there. I know that people were experiencing stress and frustration, and they wanted their stimulus checks, and some will get them, some will not. There's an instance in Indiana where a gentleman became violent and killed a whole family because he wanted the money, the stimulus money. But our faith and our hope is not in the government system. It's not in the stimulus check, but it's in God, knowing that he has a plan for us and he will supply our basic needs. He will help us to take care of things that we have to take care of on a daily basis. He's with us every day. We just have to have that trust, that hope, and that faith in him that he has an expected end for each and every one of us.
Yes, wow, that's so heartbreaking. And we've heard cases here in multiple cases, and even here in Detroit, where people are fighting over their stimulus checks now.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to a healthcare professional this week, and she said that there are relationships where, because of COVID, estranged couples are living together now, and they both know what each of them are doing, and they are aware of the money that's coming in, and
mm-hmm.
that money is being taken, especially from women. The money, those checks are being taken from them as they come in. The money is being confiscated and stolen from them as it comes in, because their estranged spouse is there in the house with them. So it's really serious now. The relationships that have occurred during COVID, where people could not leave or they had to stay with and somebody that they were breaking up with or getting a divorce or splitting with, those relationships now are really explosive. And unfortunately, we're going to hear more and more as the months go on as to what the conditions were that people were living under. It's just heartbreaking to know that people, their income, and that money, this stimulus was really built and geared towards rebuilding the family situation, the kids. The money's, it's based on how many kids you have. So that money is really mm-hmm. needed, you know, for the family. So, wow, there's some real issues that that we're going to have to deal with as we emerge from this, you know, health emergency.
One of the things, Michael, psychologists, they are ready and available for people that need it. I know that that's one business that has increased a great deal over the last year, because people need help. They need to talk about these things. They need to find ways to exit these toxic relationships. And I know that it's tough financially, so those stimulus checks are a blessing to those with multiple children. But, you know, it's okay. Find you a counselor. Find you someone to talk to, and they will help you to, you know, progress to the next place in your life and exit those toxic relationships.
Yes, yes. All right. Okay, Kimberly, I can see right now the sun is out already. What's the weather like for this today and the rest of the week?
So it is a beautiful first day of spring. Happy first day of spring.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
It's 32 degrees outside. However, today it's going to be sunny with a high of 63 degrees, y'all. It's warm. This week is going to be nice. Tomorrow on Monday, we'll have mostly sunny skies with a high of 65 and a low of 41. On Tuesday, it will be partly cloudy with a high of 64 and a low of 48. On Wednesday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 66 and a low of 44. And on Thursday, we'll have scattered showers with a high of 59 and a low of 39. On Friday, we'll have scattered showers again with a high of 56 and a low of 38. But on Saturday, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 60 and a low of 39. So get your sunglasses out. Spring is here.
Oh my goodness.
I'm so happy. I just love getting up on a spring morning or summer morning out and get coffee and be able to just breathe the warm air. I'm just looking forward
yes.
to this so much, you know. I tell you.
That's right.
Yes. Okay, great, great. That's good. Just looking forward to this coming week. And it's already great today. I just want to go into a little bit detail about missionaries' birthday celebration. Of course, you know, we could not, it's still not safe enough to have a sit-down banquet or anything like that. However, we are attempting to have a drive-by musical celebration where you can just stop by, give her a card, and keep it moving this afternoon. Some people will stay and listen to the music, but missionary celebrating her 93rd birthday today. There will be a musical event, and she will be there to meet and greet and receive cards and gifts at 3 p.m. at Greater Pentecostal, 15932 East Warren on the east side of Detroit. And for those who cannot attend, you can also send a gift through PayPal, and let me just read the PayPal connection here, just bringing it up on my screen. It is paypal.me/HumphreyHattie. paypal.me/HumphreyHattie, and you can make your donation, but she will be at Greater Pentecostal this afternoon. As I was saying at the top of the news that Miami Beach has declared a state of emergency, but Brazil is also becoming an international health threat to the world. COVID cases in Brazil are the highest in the world, and some countries are considering restrictions specifically directed at Brazil. But Miami Beach declared a state of emergency yesterday and enforced a curfew as spring break crowds sparked safety concerns. Mayor Dan Gelber set a curfew Saturday, saying the crowds have descended on the city and they are more than they can handle. Fights have broken out, and the entertainment district has been overrun. Shootings have also occurred, and it's also this is also considered a super spreader event, and COVID-19 cases are sure to rise in the coming weeks. Europe has already entered into a new lockdown, and there are protests in Germany. One thing, guys. That I just can't understand is, you know, back in 1917, 1918, we didn't know much. We know more now about diseases and technology. You know, we've learned a lot in 100 years. And I just don't understand why it's taking not just the United States, but why it's taken the world so long to get through this pandemic. But what I do know is that it's human nature is getting in the middle of this. And not until COVID struck did I realize that there's a big gap between intelligence and human nature. And now I see how weak minded human beings are, because we know how to put, we're getting ready to go to Mars right now. We've already been to the moon. We have developed state-of-the-art computer systems and TV systems and communication devices and all these weapons that we have. Something I heard that Area 51 out west, where they think there was all this intergalactic spaceships and all that stuff, and that we have some unusual sightings, UFOs and all that, that it was a lot of that stuff was American weapons and aircraft systems that we were developing that we didn't want anybody to know about. So there's a lot of stuff that this country can do, that this world can do. Why are we having such a problem fighting this disease? The reason is because of human nature. People are not wearing their masks. They're not trying to protect themselves. They're not trying to use the vaccines. There's so many things that it's a decision that human beings make. And without trying to, you know, preach or anything like that, but now I see why God had to reinsert his presence in this world, because even back then, 2,000 years ago, human beings, we already lost our minds back then. But we haven't made any improvements since. And now I see how important it is for God to keep his presence here, because if it wasn't for God's presence in in this world, we would have destroyed this place by now. This doesn't make any sense as to why we should have been out of this pandemic at some point, maybe by the end of last summer. It should have been over if we did what we were supposed to do. But
you know what, Michael? You know, a lot of people didn't believe that the pandemic is real. And it's still people today that do not believe that it's real. They feel like it's a hoax. They feel like the government has just put this information out there to manage people's lives or control people's lives. And so with people not believing that it is real, when they go outdoors, they don't feel that they need to wear a mask. They don't feel that they need to avoid crowded situations, social gatherings, parties, clubs, and things of that nature. And then you have a group of people that feel that, okay, yes, it's real, but you're violating my right by telling me I have to stay home or telling me that I have to wear a mask. I choose not to wear one, even though we're in the midst of a pandemic. So you have those that are fighting against that as well. And so that's two of the reasons why, and I know there's multiple, but that's two of the reasons why we haven't been able to overcome this pandemic. As we noticed that the more people follow the guidelines as far as not socially gathering, large crowds, the numbers are decreasing. So if people would just stop and pay attention for a moment and realize, okay, if I think it isn't real, let me try what they're saying and see if it makes a difference in anyone's life. And if we would just pause to consider all of the lives that have been lost, whether it was a loved one of yours or someone that you know, I think people maybe some people would just reconsider their actions if they could think about the effect that it has on someone else. And it kind of makes you think about that group of people that don't care about others. They're just considering themselves and what they want and what they desire. And you talk about the gap in intelligence or the gap in understanding what's happening in the world. I don't think people are really considering what is happening. And some people have a processing issue, a concern with like cognition, being able to really comprehend what is happening in the world. And because they're not really getting it, they're spreading it. So it's up to us that have this platform here to help to educate people, to help people to understand the impacts or the implications of their actions if they don't avoid the crowds, if they don't socially distance, if they don't wear a mask. So like I said, those that have that platform, we should be helping to educate people and guide them through this process so that we can come out in the end.
I just never could get over the fact that that left to ourselves, human beings just don't make the right decisions in the long run, right? And it's, you know, we're supposed to be
sure Kimberly has something to add to that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kim.
So let's back up because Christy spoke some nuggets. First of all, when coronavirus was even announced, what were we told by our national leadership? Oh, it's just the flu. It's going to be gone when it gets hot. You know, simple things that made no sense, that weren't even scientifically based. You talk about people not having cognition. Michael, you said we're getting ready to go to Mars. You know that there are still people who believe that we never landed on the moon.
I know. That's a good example of it. Yes. It's human nature. It's human nature. We are so weak and confused, and I don't even know what the words to say it, but, you know, in the Bible it's about being foolish. That's what it is.
And so you bring up the Bible, and the Bible speaks of there's nothing new under the sun. And I'll give you two biblical examples. So when God delivered the Israelites out of Egypt, remember the plagues? So every time they had a plague, they were like, oh, this is bad. But then after a while, it was like, oh, well, whatever, you know. I think it's a human condition. You sort of, not that you get used to something, but at some point you just accept it as what it is and you just move on. Because as Chrissy said, selfishness. You only care about yourself.
Yeah.
You know, we've had 500,000 people in this country die.
Yes.
These are people that haven't been able to grieve with families and friends, yet you still have people in Miami right now who are partying. And if you haven't seen the pictures, just go online. They're literally there with, you know, on
no
top
mask,
of each other.
Nothing.
People are saying,
right?
Yeah. People are like, spot the mask. But God has always had to lead us, because if not, our petty differences, our foolish beliefs, our selfishness, our greed, all of those things come into play. And on top of all of that, now you have racism, where people, you know, are saying, well, it's the Asian people or the Chinese people. They brought it here,
yeah,
or, you know, whatever they're saying.
That's crazy, too, now. That's out of control.
Right.
And that doesn't make any sense either. You know, all this scapegoating and blaming. But we know where that started, because the president, former president, made fun and of Asian Americans and blame them for bringing this over here. So that's where it started.
It did. And then you remember, you know, black and brown communities were initially the first communities impacted. And there was this false notion that if you were not black and brown, that somehow you were immune. So we've had all of this misinformation since the beginning. So a lot of people are confused. You know, it might seem like to us, well, I don't understand how you don't, but depending on where you are, what is your what is your understanding of the world, as Christy said, because a lot of people don't understand it. And I don't want to pick on small towns, but if you're just in a small town and only concerned with what's going on in your world and not outside of it, then yes, you will be shell-shocked by this, because they won't make sense, because whatever it is that you do can't compare to everything else that's going on. And what people really need to understand is we live in a global society, not speaking conspiracies or anything, but everyone is interconnected, all of us. Every single one of us. So any action that we do, it reverberates back on somebody else.
That's true. That's true. And a lot of people don't understand that in this country, that this is a global situation now. We live in a global village, and we cannot tell other people, other countries, other races what to do. We're all in this together. And that's why it's so important that we look at the bigger picture. So right. I did want to talk about something that is getting a lot more attention lately, and that is scams, whether it's on social media or anywhere else, on the phone. There's a lot of scams going on now. I think the criminals are really out here because of COVID. There's been some disruptions of income over the past year, and the scams are out in full force. We're going to talk about that and right after we take this short break.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Attention all seniors. Sharp and Associates Insurance Agency has an important announcement for you. If you're approaching Medicare eligibility and have questions like, how do I choose the right Medicare supplement plan? How do I avoid higher premiums? How do I reduce out-of-pocket expenses? What is the difference between Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage? How do I choose the most cost-effective prescription drug plan? For answers to these questions and more, Sharp and Associates are awaiting your call. Phone them today at 833-668-0086 or try them on the web at sharp-insurance.com. That's sharp-insurance.com. Call today.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right. Thanks for joining us today. There are some signs that you may need to offer support to someone in your home, a senior, someone who's ill or disabled. But especially if you have a senior in your home and you know in their home and you notice every time you go over there or see them that it's cluttered, that they don't have, that they have inadequate personal hygiene, that they have problems driving, that they have an extreme change in weight. They're confused. They're lonely. They fall a lot. They're withdrawing from family and friends. If you see any of that, that's a sign that they may need help. And if you're still unsure whether home care is the right option for you or your loved one, call Heaven Sent Home Support Services
and they will be more than happy to help you make that decision. Call anytime, day or night, and they will walk you through it. 248-262-7111. 248-262-7111. Heaven Sent Home Support Services. And it's a home care agency that assists the elderly, ill, and disabled with personal care, meals, med reminders, household chores, laundry, errands, respite care, and companionship. You will see the signs when you know, and that will help you determine if you would need some provide some help. Heaven Sent Home Support Services. All right. Right before the break, we were talking about some new scams that are popping up. I don't know if you all have noticed, but I've been seeing a lot of these, especially on Facebook, and it's like somebody says, I want to bless 20 people right now with $1,000, and all they ask for is your Cash App ID number so they can send you the money. Have any of you heard from people that actually got money?
No.
I haven't either. You know, it got famous because people like Tyler Perry and a couple other famous actors have sent money to people like that. So in some rare, very rare cases, it is true. But apparently scammers have stumbled onto that. And I asked two people about this past week. And I don't know if you all have learned about this, but a couple things bothered me about it. I noticed that I never heard anybody on Facebook say, hey guys, I'm so happy I got the money. I never read that. I never read where they got the money. All I could see, one time I looked and I saw 89 people had sent this person their Cash App information. But I never heard any comments. You know how people, you can put, I'm having coffee at Starbucks, and 100 people will reply, great, nice to see you having coffee. You know. people must be bored to death because I was surprised about that. You could put something really simple like having coffee at Starbucks and 100 people reply, and it's amazing how many comments they could make just over that. And you were like, that all I was doing was drinking coffee at Starbucks. I mean, come on now. So, but I never saw anybody reply to those Facebook things about Cash App. So that bothered me. I never saw the responses. And then I also never heard of anybody getting any money. But I asked two people, actually three. I talked to three people about that. I think all of them are scamming people in a different way. But one of the ways that they scam you is you respond and they tell you, you have to pay the application fee first. And then, and one of them is you send a $200 application fee. Once you send that fee in, then they tell you, oh, great, you're just about there, and in order to be eligible for the $1,000, send in another $800, and then you can join. And what it is it's that same old, remember the airplane when we were graduating from high school? All those pyramid schemes were out there. One of the scams, that's what it is. It's the old airplane scheme where eventually the theory is eventually it will get to you. Everybody's going to make money. It gets to you. But just like the old airplane schemes of the past, the people who jump in at the very beginning
they're the ones that get the money. They get your money.
Exactly.
But yep. they don't, but it doesn't last. And, but there's some other ways that people are scamming you out of your money too. And that is, you know, you think that by giving your Cash App number out, that, you know, you're safe. But there are some people that, with Cash App, they don't, it's not protected. And if somebody requests money, in some cases, the money is sent to that, you know, it was withdrawn and sent to them. So you do,
right.
you are in danger of losing. I know I have some safeguards put on mine. You know, you can have some safeguards to stop money being withdrawn from your Cash App, because when those requests come in some cases the requests are honored. If you don't protect uh-huh. your bank account or your debit card, I don't know, Kimberly, if you've heard anything about some of these scams.
So I have. What I have seen is the Cash App scam where it's like, ooh, sign up for Cash App and you can get a free $20 if you refer people. I've seen that quite a bit. I have seen what you're talking about where people say, oh, I want to give somebody $1,000. I never paid attention to it because I was always like, that's a scam. Don't participate in that. But for the people that are saying, well, refer somebody to Cash App, there may be some legitimacy in it, but there's so much scamming now. You don't know, as you said, if this is really the person, if this is really Cash App or if this is somebody else trying to hack something. And because hackers are so good at their job, you know, they've literally taken down so many different retail establishments and websites and hacked personal identification, you have to really be careful. And Cash App, unfortunately, has suffered under this. Because I know people personally who've had money tied up in Cash App, and because it's been hacked, they haven't been able to get access to it. So if somebody sent them money, as you said, it somehow was ended up being diverted to somebody else, or and they had to fight to try to figure out, and Cash App said, no, we sent it to you, and they're like, I don't have it, and you have to prove that you don't have it. So it becomes a headache. So protect your information, whether it's Cash App, whether it's PayPal, me, whether you've got any other kind of service, you have to really be careful because these people are unscrupulous and will take your information and wipe you out without a second thought.
Yes, and you have to be careful. Somebody called me yesterday. I sent out Missionary Humphrey's Cash App information. And I guess on my I left a space between her name, and it's supposed to be paypal.me/Humphrey Hattie. The only thing I since sent out the correct one to everybody. I think I even sent you two emails. Yeah, two text messages. Because somebody called me back and they said, Mike, you know, that the space that I left between Humphrey Hattie, I put Humphrey space Hattie. Just because of that space, it was a completely different person. It was like some Yu Lung Wang or something. Somebody, and then Humphrey. There, it was like an Asian name with Humphrey on the end of it. And somebody called me and they said, Michael, it didn't come up. And that's when I realized just that. So you have to be careful. You can send, and you can't get that money back. If you send out money on Cash App by mistake, that's gone.
Yep.
You don't know where that is. I don't know, Crispy, have you heard or known of some of these Cash App scams? Is she still there? Or on mute? But
she might be mute.
One of the other scams that I didn't know about
was scammers would go into stores like Walmart and write down the numbers on the back of the gift cards.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Then they'll go home, and then they'll wait. And once they are activated, they pull the money from that gift card on different sites.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't know about that.
There we go.
Go ahead, Christy. Yes.
I was going to say initially when Cash App was set up, they did have like a referral program. Like if you referred someone after signing up for Cash App, you would get like $5 in your Cash App if that person actually signed up. But that was initially. So I don't know if they still have that going on at all. But again, as Kim was saying, scammers are so good at what they do. So my rule of thumb is I don't give out any information to anyone that I do not know. If I don't know you, you don't need to have my Cash App. Thank you for considering being a blessing to me, but hey, I'll figure it out. The Lord will make a way somehow. But even with Facebook, there has been so many people's pages that have been hacked and duplicated. And then they reach out to people for money. We want to be a blessing over in Africa. We want to be a blessing to this person and that person. And they requested money. If you have a personal relationship with the individual that's requesting money over Facebook, shoot them a text, call them, let them know that this is happening so then they can know that their pages have been hacked. But I also wanted to talk about the scammers that call you, that blow your phone up on a daily basis. and then they want to verify your information with you, like they want you to give them information about you before they verify, you know, who you are. And that's their way of getting additional information from you. And I think this has really increased a little bit more because the stimulus checks were on the way. They know that people, you know, wanted to do something with their money. Some people wanted to find ways to invest. So again, when you're reached out to, if you don't know these individuals personally, just don't give out your information. Don't share any details of how to reach you, how to get to your Cash App and things of that nature, because you just don't want to lose out and you just don't know. Unfortunately, you just can't trust these systems.
Think about it. What somebody's telling you, I want to send you money. When did anybody ever want to send, just get up, wake up one day and send you money? And so all of a sudden now people want to send you money. We have a gift for you. We have a package. We sent you a package. We mailed you a check. I want to send you cash in your Cash App. When did ever think about it? No, it's not true. They're not trying to send you money. They're trying to get money from you. And by telling you that they're going to send it to you, that's how they get you. And, you know, right now people are so gullible. People are so needy. People have lost their jobs. That's why I wanted to talk about it today. I've never seen so many scams. I got scammed once, but it was because of my youthfulness. It was like I just graduated from high school, and it was one of those telemarketer things. You know, they were, you know, calling back then more than anything. And they called and they said something about if I sent the $200 application fee that I would get some check or something. I didn't know. I was just, you know, I believed it. And that was the only time I was scammed in my life. Because when I realized that they weren't sending me anything, it was like a tough lesson to learn. And all these years later, my phone gets blown up with. And especially when you put my number is out, okay?
The 248-516-83 number is out there, okay? It's on social media everywhere, and it's on all my emails, and I get a bunch of stuff. I get all those, FedEx is delivering something for you. I get so many of those, and it's just amazing the amount of scams out here. But I did not know about that gift card scam.
So, Michael, you know that if a business, if your line is a business line used for business purposes, it is illegal for them to call you to solicit, to call you, even if it is leading to a scam, they cannot call your business line. So when I get these random calls, sometimes I ignore them. But then sometimes I go ahead and answer, and I let them know that this is a business line, and they have to.
Yeah, I started doing that. I'm glad you mentioned that. I just started responding. I kept getting these calls from this transportation company, and finally, I told them this is Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, a business line, and then I got a text from someone else saying, is this a business line? So some people apparently must be aware of that they should
right.
not be calling, because I did, you know, they seem to be a little concerned about it. Yeah, I started telling them that this is a business line. I think you do have to respond and tell them. I agree.
Yeah.
You
wow.
do. Just like you have to screen your calls. I have a
yes.
Google Voice number that masks my personal number, because I do the same thing. Michael, my number is out everywhere, and you get calls about everything. And so I use my Google Voice number typically for advertising and marketing purposes. But, you know, I found a couple of different things. Like, for example, the iPhone has a great way of identifying calls. It'll say scam likely. But then there are all kinds of
mine says scam risk. Yeah.
Right. But then you have different apps that you can look for your phone that can actually screen calls, because I have one. And so what it does, every time I get a call like that, it goes above and beyond what iPhone does. It actually will block the call, and it'll mark it as spam, and that number will be blocked from calling me. And so I like that service, because I get all kinds of calls, everything from the IRS is coming to get you.
I know, and the IRS does not call like that. There's DEA does not call like that. FBI
right.
does not call you like that. You know, I've gotten those calls.
Yep.
DEA, IRS, FBI, and they're all scams. I tell you, we are getting buried in scams right now.
All these people doing these scams, if they turned their skills for good, oh my goodness, what could we do? Because
I know.
Being overwhelmed.
We lost you there.
That's a great idea.
Okay, you're back. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. No, I would really recommend that people go, you know, whatever your phone is, search for an app that screens your calls for you. Some are free. Some, of course, you have to pay a subscription for, but they do work and they are beneficial. And for, as Chrissy said, for people that are older specifically, you know, a lot of them are getting calls about their Social Security. And so when these people are calling to ask you to identify yourself, you're actually giving them the information so that they can steal from you. So let's make sure we check on our older relatives and other people who may have trouble discerning whether or not a call is legitimate or not.
Thank you for mentioning that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. One last thing before we go. I hired a social media person in January to help build my pages, because I had a
some sponsors that, you know, wanted to know what was my social media reach, and I felt that I was kind of lacking. So, and they did a great, they're doing a great job, because I, just like on LinkedIn, I went from 283 connections up to over 1,200 connections since January. And Facebook, I'll probably hit my 5,000 limit by the end of this month. So she's doing a great job. But I could, one other thing I was surprised about was LinkedIn. I was surprised. I thought, I know there's a lot of reputable CEOs, chief operating officers, administrative assistants, administrators, directors. I know there's a lot of them on LinkedIn, but what I did not know was how many of these not just multi-level marketing people, but Forex, Bitcoin. I mean, I just get hit up with so many of these things where, can we set up a Zoom meeting with you so we can discuss our currency trading, so we can discuss Bitcoin. We want you to join our financial network. It's got so many of those, and I didn't know that. I was expecting to make a lot of connections and conversations based on, you know, business, leadership, you know, things like that. And I'm getting hit up more than anything, than any of the others. And I was surprised. I don't know if you all have been getting those type of responses. I was surprised at the entry level stuff that I've been getting on LinkedIn. I thought it was going to be more upgrades to management and leadership and things like that, but it's a lot of entry level stuff that I'm getting on LinkedIn. And I think people are playing on, I don't know what it is that they're trying to tap into. They're just, and I think there's a lot of people on LinkedIn that are not in CEO leadership positions, and I think that's what they're playing
absolutely
on.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime there's an open platform, oh, I'm sorry, Kim.
No, go ahead. I was just saying everybody's looking for an opportunity, but continue.
Yeah.
I agree. Anytime there's an open platform that people can leverage for free and have access to people, they're going to use it. So I would expect that any of our social media handles and even LinkedIn, all of those, people are going to use that to their advantage to connect to people that they highly unlikely wouldn't be able to reach otherwise. So I would expect that through all of those channels, especially if it's a free open platform that people can leverage to, you know, for their financial gain or to push their personal agenda.
True.
What my rules of thumb, whether it's LinkedIn, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whatever, it's Instagram, whatever the social media platform, do you know this person? And I have some people on LinkedIn who have reached out to me because of the podcast, because they, you know, either want to come on the show or they listen to the podcast, which is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, especially on Facebook, you'll get a friend request and they may know one person that you know, and then all of a sudden they're connecting to you because they want access to who you know. I figured that out. But the other thing is you have to check out what's on their page, whatever it is, on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. What are they posting? If they're posting inappropriate things, that's probably not someone you want to connect to, because once you connect to them, they're going to send you stuff. And then whatever they're posting, because I had to stop it on Facebook because people kept connecting me. They would say, oh, I'm with Kimberly Baxter Davis, and it would be all this crazy stuff. Or people would say, Kim, I didn't know you were doing something in South America. I'm like, I'm not in South America. I don't know who America is. I did. I had somebody who kept connecting me because they had this something they were trying to do, and so she knew who was on my page or who I was connected to, and she was trying to reach those people. And so I ended up having to block her. She was a friend of somebody that I knew, and it was because of the show. But I say that to say, Michael, when you talk about LinkedIn, it's exactly what Christy said. It's an open platform. People are for that opportunity. You have to seek out what you're looking for. So if you want that higher leadership, if you want that higher management relationship, you got to look for it and search for it and figure it out. But you don't have to accept every person that comes to you.
The people that I blocked, me and my social media person, I think I'm up to, since January, it's like about 24 people that we have blocked because of conversations that just...
Yes.
The conversations are still silly. Silly conversations. Something, I don't know.
Right.
People are not mentally stable out here. So we've had to block people from conversations. We've had to block people from photos, pictures, illicit X-rated photos that they were sending to me and my page. So we have to block that. We have to also block people who constantly are trying to sell you stuff. They'll say, good morning, how are you doing? Those general, and I know you guys have got it, how are you doing? And then you respond,
right.
And all it is I've had people, they send me, and that's why I think this program is more geared towards scamming. But I know some of them are legitimate, but I send out, like we connect with somebody or we accept a friend request, and then they say, how are you doing? Actually, she responds. I usually don't respond. She's the one that's actually responding to. She's managing the pages for me, so she'll respond. Sometimes I'll jump into the conversation if I think I need to, but she'll respond, and then the person right off the bat after they say, how you doing? She puts okay. The next thing is, I have I like to sell you this, or for only $99.99, I can sell you this. They're immediately ready to sell you something, and you don't even know who they are and what they're about, and all they want to do is sell. So they have their motives in mind of what they want from you, but I did not know, Kimberly, about that, where they try to contact people, your connections, and they use your name to say, hey,
right.
I was talking to Kimberly the other day, and she said you'd be interested in purchasing this from me. You know, it's like, okay, what? And you don't even know who they are.
Exactly.
You're a fan of the show. Great. But no, you can't. You know, it is, unfortunately, with scams. You have to pay attention to your social media profile, which is what people see. You have to pay attention to your financial information because everything is digital now. And so just like Christy said, Facebook pages get hacked. I've had that happen where a friend of mine called me and said, Kim, I just got an email from you. Are you in London? I'm like, I'm not in London. I'm at home in Detroit.
Yes.
I think we all
got that before.
Right. You're in London and you're stranded and you need money. And so you have to go and change your passwords. But it seems like every other day that some major establishment is sending you an email to tell you, oh, there was a massive breach. Your information may be compromised. Change your passwords. So I don't know what the answer to that is because I rotate my passwords and, I got to figure out how to do a better job. But you just really have to try and stay on top of it. You know, watch the bank account. Watch watch what you see online. Every person that asks, hey, how are you? You don't have to answer unless it's somebody you truly know. Because as Michael said, most likely they're going to try to sell you something.
Yes, yes. So so be very careful. And those of you who are listening, we encourage you to be very careful about some of your social media connections and pages. And if you have to, yes, go ahead. Delete or block that person. Sometimes you have to do it. And then, like you said, Kimberly, you don't have to, when somebody sends you a request, if I'm looking at it, I will kind of just scan their page and see what they've been posting and who they are,
right?
You know, before you want to connect, because if not, like you said, they're going to send you a lot of crazy stuff on your. It's going to start popping up on your page, so you have to. Yes, you've got to be very careful. All right, I enjoyed this conversation this morning. This is great, and I hope that some of the conversations that we have, especially about some of those increasing number of scams out there, will help protect people and keep you. I know of people that have lost money that I spoke to this week from some of these scams. So be very careful, and be very careful of these gift card scams too. And I would suggest you might want to purchase gift cards from places that do not keep the gift cards out, or at least make sure that they are individually packaged and wrapped and covered. The numbers, have to be covered, because if the numbers are uncovered and you're able to read them, somebody else may have already gotten that number and they're going to use on a purchase at some point. So be very careful.
Yep.
All right. Well, I am looking forward this afternoon for Missionary Humphrey's birthday celebration. So I'm going to be headed over to Greater Pentecostal this afternoon. Looking forward to that. Evangelist Christy. And I could tell you this, I've been over to Greater Pentecostal more than any other church since March of 2020. I'm serious. I have. So I'm really, that is the truth. I've been, all I can say is I've been there more than any place else during the past year. But it's Greater Pentecostal, 3 p.m., 15932 East Warren, Detroit, 48224, for Missionary's musical tribute honoring for her birthday, with featuring Dr. Tony Booker and Dr. E. LeQuint Weaver. So stay safe, social distance, and you all, thanks for those of you dialed in. I see you there. Thanks for listening. Those of you who are listening, streaming online, thank you for listening to the Michael Van Tool Show. Sunday morning team, Kimberly, thank you. Evangelist Christy, thank you also for getting up early this morning for the Michael Van Tool Show. Have a great Sunday.
Happy birthday, Missionary. Have a great week.
Yes.
Enjoy this beautiful weather.
Yes, it's beautiful today. Beautiful. I'm going to be looking forward to getting out. I'm going to leave you guys with some music as we leave this morning. Have a great day.
Keeping things from you. soul for a purse. How much is it worth?
Worth.
Living above your means, the gift of life is contagious. Waiting on the day for the catch and release. No, no, I'm grateful for it. Don't deserve it. Yes, yes, I need your strength. Protection, affection, and power. Your blessing, favor, come from within. Your blessing, favor, come from within. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your protection. Your affection, your protection and your power. Prophetic mix,
no,
a testament,
yep.
Reflection, a talent, a present or a myth. Do you know, gotta know that I love you, love you,
love you.
Ooh, do you know, gotta know I could support you. Do you know, gotta know that I love you, love you.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is going to be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to the